With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Manufacturing icon U.S. Steel has been acquired by Japan's Nippon Steel. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
U.S. Steel, the Pittsburgh steel producer that played a key role in the nation's industrialization, is being acquired by Nippon Steel in an all-cash deal valued at approximately $14.1 billion. The combined company will be among the top three steel-producing companies in the world, according to 2022 figures from the World Steel Association. According to the group, of the nearly 2 billion metric tons of steel produced annually across the globe, about 54% comes from China. U.S. Steel will keep its name and its headquarters in Pittsburgh, where it was founded in 1901 by J.P. Morgan and Andrew Carnegie. I'm Norman Hall.
The Food and Drug Administration has found extremely high lead levels in cinnamon at a plant in Ecuador that made tainted fruit pouches. Ed Donahue reports.
FDA inspectors say cinnamon tested from the plant had levels of lead more than 2,000 times higher than a maximum level proposed by the agency. The spice was supplied to Ostro Foods, which made the pouches. The applesauce pouches were sold under three brand names, Wanabana, Schnucks, and Wise. The CDC says at least 125 children from 22 states may have been sickened by lead poisoning. FDA numbers have fewer kids getting sick, but the cases cover 27 states. The FDA says lead has not been detected in any fruit pouch products made without cinnamon and sold in the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A storm barreling through the northeastern U.S. has flooded roads and downed trees, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands, forced flight cancellations and school closures, and killed at least four people. On Wall Street, the Dow up a fraction, the NASDAQ rose 90, the S&P 500 advanced 21. This is SRN News. Do you have a soul?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 83% of Americans say yes, they do believe they have a soul. 81% also say they think there's a spiritual world beyond the physical, even if we cannot see it. However, only about one-third of respondents say they feel they've actually had a personal encounter with a spirit or an unseen spiritual force. 74% agree with the statement, quote, some things can't be explained by science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Churches had a five-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage and LGBT ordination. That window closes December 31st, but results are in. A quarter of all UMC congregations in the U.S. have received permission to leave. That's more than 5,000 this year and more than 7,000 since 2019. The vast majority are conservative-leaning churches. This is SRN News. Momentum has slowed a bit on Wall Street, Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street as a seven-week winning streak cooled off. The S&P 500 added 0.5% Monday. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Crude oil prices climbed amid worries about shipping being attacked on the Red Sea. Oil and natural gas giant BP joined the growing list of companies halting shipments along the Red Sea, which is a major trade route. U.S. Steel soared after agreeing to be acquired by Japan's Nippon Steel. The Pittsburgh-based company jumped more than 26%. VF Corporation fell 7.8%. The parent company of Vans, The North Face, and Timberland disclosed a data breach. Seth Sutel, New York.
The founder of Nikola Corporation has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for his conviction for exaggerating claims about his company's production of zero-emission 18-wheel trucks. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.